Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to agricultural marketing and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. In this program, I'm talking with Gary Cooper, who is president of Southeast AgNet and Citrus Industry Magazine. And what I really wanted to talk about in this interview is how Southeast now has a company that is involved in more than one type of media. And Gary, first of all, welcome to the program.
Hey, glad to be here. Appreciate the opportunity.
Let's just get started. You own and operate a farm radio network, that's Southeast AgNet, and just purchased recently Citrus Industry Magazine. First question, why did you decide to get into the publication business as well?
You know, we're a real small version of what there's a lot bigger versions running around out there, I guess, is one way to look at it. And it seems like today's world in agri-marketing deal is not unlike a lot of other business worlds, and that is consolidation and economies of scale. And in our world, that means multimedia approach. We felt like it was important to get more than just a radio element in our company, and this opportunity came up. It was an 85-year-old magazine under the same family's ownership. We know the family well. The opportunity presented itself, and we just thought it was a perfect marriage, and it has been.
So now that you have this new medium to go along with the radio network, what kind of plans do you have to integrate the two of them together?
For one thing, one is more immediate, and that is the fact that in our radio network, we cover three states in agriculture, but each state has a separate lineup of programming, largely due to the fact that all three of our states of coverage, Georgia, Florida, Alabama, each are very unique in their agricultural makeup. Florida is one of the most diverse states in the nation, of course, and to us, citrus is a major crop in the national sense of things. Maybe it's not considered a quote-unquote major crop, but in Florida, it's certainly one of the big ones, and as a result, we've got a couple of programs headlines daily that on the radio side that strictly cater to the citrus community and only air on a handful of stations that cover the citrus belt in Central and South Florida. So from that perspective, we've got daily news rolling about an industry where a magazine's been the feature book and the number one feature book in terms of citrus only for this state. We're obviously produce most of the citrus produced in the U.S., so we are the base of the citrus industry in the whole nation. It just gives us a lot more flavor from the radio side to be able to share and, again, get a lot more juice, if you will, into our magazine on a monthly basis because we've just got so much news that we're covering on a daily basis as well.
Will the magazine's readers or your radio listeners see or hear anything new or different?
I think they'll see a lot more depth in what we're covering, again, just because we talk to so many people throughout any given month and between publication dates, that we've got a ton of quotes to go with articles that we may be focusing on, for example. Certainly our website's coming more and more into play, and we'll be announcing some new things there as we grow these medias together and get more in-depth on that side from a marketing view as well, and that's going to give us even a more up-to-the-minute flavor and capability down the road. From our magazine and from the radio network side, of course, part of what I haven't mentioned is the Citrus Expo, a citrus show, the largest in the world in Fort Myers, Florida, came with the purchase of the magazine, and, you know, that's kind of comes into play as well, so we'll be able to a lot better cross-promote, you know, our clients, the Citrus Expo, things that they do. We'll have much more exposure factors built into, you know, merchandising events and things of that nature going along with the show and the magazine and the network all working together.
How will this affect your relationships or opportunities for the advertisers that support the network and the magazine?
Well, I think it'll really enhance the whole thing, really, because it'll allow the magazine and the network to work together a whole lot more fluid. And what I mean by that is just it's a whole lot easier for us to sit down and package promotional events or promotional strategies. We're all sitting at the table and representing both medias at the same time. So there's a lot less legwork involved in trying to put together those kind of cross-promotional strategies, especially when you get a trade show and a built into the mix, you know, once a year basis, and then the monthly basis of the magazine and the daily nature of the network. So it kind of gives them a lot more frequency capability and to allow the medias to work together to a better end.
Now, I know you're in the process of finalizing the physical move of your own offices. How about the takeover of the magazine, which I'm sure had its own staff and facilities? How has that gone so far?
Well, it's been fantastic. I mentioned before that we've known the family that runs and has owned the magazine. It was in its fourth generation under the Frisbee family, and we've been pretty close to them over the years. We've often done things together and worked together on different things. In terms of the editor with Ernie Neff, he stayed with us and came with the deal. still does some part-time stuff for the former owner on some other things they do at their print shop there. As far as the printing and the logistics of it, we left it right where there with Bartow Printing, which is also owned by the same family that sold us the magazine. So it was pretty much turnkey from an operational standpoint and a physical getting it printed standpoint. So it's not a matter of us broadcasters trying to figure out how print machine works. We just kind of left it there, contracted for it long term to get us through a transition phase the next year or so, and that's working beautifully. What that's allowed us to do, though, is concentrate on our marketing effort. And one of the things that we saw a great need for was to get out and reach out in the national community, because it's an in-state magazine owned by a local family, and it has been since 1920. Over those four generations, the citrus deal has changed dramatically, as has the agro-marketing fields around it. Here you've got in the minds of the, in fact, we were meeting about this morning, in the minds of the growers, the traditional guys, the big ones that have been around forever, a lot of the family growers that have always had citrus either part-time or full-time on a few hundred acres. This has been, as some of them have said in stages in statewide meetings, their Bible in the citrus deal. But the fact of the matter is, on the national scale, a lot of folks don't know it because it's just not been marketed on a national agri-marketing scale in today's agri-marketing profession. So that's a flavor that we immediately came in to give it with our network contacts and our marketing regime for the network side. It's just been a great ease of process to move it over and get with our national sales team and get the word out about that. We've got a great product to sell.
What do you think are some of your biggest challenges in the next year, short term?
Probably the short-term challenges is what I just mentioned, getting out and adding the story, if you will, telling our story of this magazine and its really number one placement in the citrus deal in the state to the national audience of ad agencies and ag companies that aren't here, that don't, you know, spend their time in this market, that don't know the growers personally like we do. That's a story we've just got to get out and tell and reposition this thing at that level. I think the biggest challenge beyond that, of course, is just the getting the team wedded and really our proposal machines caught up and our website redesigned and all the things that a lot of small companies seem to be going through these days. We've got an excellent publications manager on board in Carol McKenzie. She comes to us from Florida Citrus Mutual, very well plugged into Citrus Deal, well respected, handled their first ever statewide conference and did a great job. So she's got a great track record to go on to help us run the expo as well. Just kind of, you know, maturing into it at this point. We are into our second issue. In fact, today, reviewing and proofing the second issue, which will be out in about 10 days. And it's fantastic. We're up in the 56-page range for the second issue. And when we bought it, I think the issue right before we took it over was 24 pages. So we're growing it, and we're bringing it back to a monthly standard next year. We had gone back to six issues this year, the year we've purchased it now, so we're going to stick with the calendar that was set, but we've immediately announced that we will be going back to a monthly status in 06.
How would you describe both the agricultural print and broadcast business in the Southeast?
Challenging, always has been, probably always will be. We're living in a consolidated world in every sense of the word. When you look at agri-marketing companies and suppliers, a lot fewer in number in terms of our potential advertising universe. Everybody knows that story. We've all been dealing with it. One of the reasons we wanted to diversify and get more elements under our umbrella here, and it makes perfect sense from our view. But really, that's that changing world that we're all, it's an old friend of ours, Chuck, used to tell us it's like painting a moving car. You know, and I've never found really a better way to describe it. That car seems to move faster all the time, so, you know, keeping the paint jets aimed at the right line sometimes can be real tricky.
Speaking about the citrus business in particular, or ag in general in the Southeast, how are producers doing? Is it business been good?
It all depends on the segment. Certainly the cattle producer's been pretty happy the last few years with the cycle. The citrus guys have dealt with more than their share of problems. You know, some people look at us and said, gosh, you bought a magazine in an industry that's full of problems right now. But, you know, it's like I told them, we've been in it for the long haul. Our roots are here in Florida and the Southeast. We don't have, you know, a large conglomerate company that we're growing for nationwide footprints and all the things that some people like to create new wheels out there today. We just keep servicing the market that we're in. And agriculture is very healthy, but certain segments have their ups and their downs. In the citrus deal, of course, citrus canker is giving everybody a snafu. They keep finding this disease popping up in groves thanks to someone bringing it in a few years back, and they're trying to get it under control. So that's a huge issue in the citrus deal. Rain, of course, with the storms and the aftermath of a lot of us in Florida in particular, and even up in Alabama and Georgia in terms of agriculture people, they're still trying to get put back together from last year's hurricanes, much less dealing with a new round. of hurricanes hitting our state. So, you know, those issues abound and continue to. But agriculture, the census shows that we've even got in some segments more farms than we had in the last census. So, you know, it's going to be here to stay. Florida's a top 10 ag state. We've been number 9 in ag receipts for years, and a lot of people don't realize that. We're extremely diverse, 200-something commercial crops produced. Forestry's huge. Citrus is huge. Cattle's huge. We've got a lot of staple crops and commodities in Florida in particular and the Southeast. Cotton's Georgia's number 2 in cotton. There's a lot going on in agriculture down here. And like I say, and just like anywhere, the farm bills come and go. The politics is there. There's a lot to talk about and a lot to report on. As long as people are growing something down here, we'll have an audience.
Speaking to agricultural marketers, what would you most like them to know about Citrus Industry Magazine and Southeast AgNet?
What would I most like them to know? Well, we're the homeboys on the block. That's one thing. We're born and raised here. We grew up in agriculture, and the company we bought the magazine from and us were the only two Florida natives left in Florida Ag Media, and we kind of put them together under one roof. So we're the homeboys, we like to say. We're plugged in. I mean, Citrus Industry Magazine, we actually thought a little about putting it together with vegetables and doing what the other guys do, but frankly, it would be a disservice to our citrus market because we're so far ahead in terms of covering the citrus deal and understanding it that we didn't want to water that down. So we're gonna remain a citrus-only magazine. If that tells you anything, we think there's a great future in citrus, and these growers in this industry need service, and we've got it. I mean, you can look at local advertising support, and some of these local advertisers in the citrus deal have been with this magazine 15, 20 years or longer, and there's not a lot of folks can say that about several pages of local advertising in a monthly book like that. And that's it. Just wait to hear our story, and we think you'll be pleasantly surprised, and there's a whole lot that you haven't heard lately, and we plan to bring it to you.
Do you foresee the possibility of getting into other commodity areas in the publication side, since you do cover, you know, a number of other commodity areas besides citrus on the radio side?
There's some avenues there. You know, and you know this, Chuck, I grew up in a vegetable background. I got a lot of family still in vegetables in a big way in the state of Florida in terms of growing. When I say we're going to keep Citrus Industry a Citrus Industry magazine, that doesn't mean to say that we can't do other publications down the road under Southeast AgNet Publications, which is the company that we formed to purchase the magazine. Some of the vegetable folks in the family certainly are encouraging us to go that direction, but we just want to make sure steps, even though sometimes they may be slow steps. We want to make sure we make them right and grow the thing, and so far we're having a good time in the citrus deal, and we've got a lot to do in the next year or so to bring some new things to the table in that regard. So for the time being, this is what we'll have through 06, it looks like. And, you know, we're going to do some interesting things. I would just say stay tuned to what the magazine is going to be doing, because some things that we'll be doing in the citrus magazine may certainly open some doors to go in other directions down the road.
Well, thank you very much. That's Gary Cooper, who is president of Southeast AgNet and now Citrus Industry Magazine as well. And with this Zimcast, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.